Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Michael O'Neill, please?
Speaking.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50?
100%.
Okay.
100% will vote.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I don't qualify myself that way.
Okay, so you don't have a party like a
Democrat,
Republic?
But I don't think about it that way.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. In the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Pigs would get wings before I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, so would that be Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
Seventy-four,
okay. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the upcoming congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. All right, so in thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
It's not bad.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats, and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I can't tell that they do anything, to be perfectly honest.
Okay. Problem. All right, sir. Now I'm gonna read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focused on? Okay, you say 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if it's somewhat important. Use a 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Understood.
The first one would be protecting voting rights and democracy.
Of course, it's a 10.
10. Okay, improving K through 12 education.
Yes. 10.
10. Okay, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
I'm not certain they can do anything about that, so I'll make it a 5.
5. So, okay, banning assault weapons.
7.
7. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
10. Banning TikTok.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, that app, TikTok? Social
I don't
media?
Know what it is. I don't use it,
okay.
So I don't know what it is.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
That's a 10.
10, okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
10. And addressing immigration and border security?
5.
A 5. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, friend. Do you believe that President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And you answered that the President and Congress are not, you know, focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still
no.
ready to vote in the upcoming election?
No, I'll vote.
Okay, so yes, that makes you motivated to vote in the upcoming election, right?
No, I'm not motivated by anything other than that's my right as a citizen.
Okay, so you're still gonna vote, right, no matter what. Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, if you
Excuse
have
me.
No opinion.
Excuse me for a second.
Hurt.
Excuse me. I understand what you want. Are you
okay.
going to ask me questions about people that are running for office?
Well, all the people that are, yes, so some of the people are running, you know, for president and in office. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll answer the presidential one, but I won't answer anything else. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to do something, get rid of that friggin' Supreme Court. Or, as I say, not so Supreme Court. You didn't ask me about that.
Well, we can only ask, you know, whatever is on the service, so we can add, we cannot take. I mean, it gotta be verbatim. Can add nothing else.
I get it.
Okay, the first one would be Cory Booker.
Like I said, I'm not gonna answer those questions.
Okay. How about Republicans in Congress, sir?
I would not vote for Republican.
What number would you give him from 0 to 100, meaning
zero,
you know, is, okay. Donald Trump.
Excuse me?
Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Less than
okay.
zero. Negative
okay,
two.
TikTok. Okay.
Don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Okay, so never heard of him. Okay,
I've heard of it. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. What about Charlemagne, the god?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying here.
Okay,
are you talking about the historical figure Charlemagne?
Yes, the god. That's what they call it. I mean. Do you have any good opinion on them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so no. Okay, what about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
He's a nice guy, but I'd give him like 75.
75. Okay, Mark Zuckerberg.
0.
0. Cornel West.
Don't know who it is.
Okay. Never heard. Democrats in Congress.
I'd give them maybe 65.
65. Okay. Okay. Form X, formerly known as Twitter.
No. That guy's an idiot. 0.
0. Okay, and YouTube.
And maybe 70.
70. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Now, for whom would you vote? Or
Biden.
If you are Biden, okay? Joe Biden. All right, so in generally speaking, what makes you want to support Joe Biden for president?
Because I am fairly confident that he's a decent human being.
Okay. That he's decent human being, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so in changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about, you know, tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
I'm fairly confident in my...
A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
I'd say I'm fairly confident in my knowledge about artificial intelligence.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society or more of a threat?
Depends on what your perspective is. If your perspective how it's going to affect human beings, I don't have a real positive opinion about it.
So be somewhat
how it's
going to
affect machines
or much more.
How it's
going to
affect machines is going to be very profound.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know,
but it's quantum. It's quantum computing is the real thing. That's going to be the real game changer.
Okay, so, but you think it's going to be somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit or somewhat more of a threat?
No.
Or much more
I think
of a
it's
threat.
A threat. I think it's a threat, particularly to people that are employed.
Okay. But in your opinion, would that be much more of a benefit or just somewhat more of a benefit?
It depends on how you look at it. If you are looking at it from a human being point of view, it probably is not the best thing that's going to happen. You're looking at it from corporate, it'll be great.
Okay.
You
right,
see what
sir,
I'm saying?
Which of the following is closer to your view? You know, tech companies should be more regulated than they are currently are, or tech companies should be less regulated, you know, than
more
they
regulated.
Currently are? More regulated. Should be more regulated, okay? And thinking about, you know, the potential use of, any use of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? You think it's going to be it's U.S. government, China, North Korea, big U.S. tech companies, law enforcement, foreign tech companies, or Russia?
U.S. government.
U.S. government. Okay. All right. So, in switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram. Would you say multiple times? Don't use it. Okay. What about Facebook?
Don't use it. I don't use it.
TikTok.
Don't use it.
Okay. TikTok. YouTube.
I use that more than any other.
Would that be multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month? About once a month or
multiple times a week.
A month. Multiple times a week, okay. And what about X or formerly Twitter?
Don't use it.
Don't use it. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and now we almost finished with this survey. I'm gonna read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one says Meta keeps its users' data secure. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. What about Meta plays a negative role in society?
I'm not certain what you're asking me here.
Well, this is about, you know, agreeing with a statement or disagreeing, you know, that Meta plays a negative role in society.
Oh, sorry. I would mostly agree with that statement.
Okay, I strongly agree, right? What about TikTok keeps its users' data secure?
I have no clue.
No clue. Okay, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
No clue. I don't use them.
Okay, X Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Probably.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Agree. Somewhat agree. Okay, and TikTok plays a negative role in society.
I have no clue.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and, you know, the president signing into law? Would that be yes a lot, yes a little, or not heard?
I don't pay any attention to TikTok.
Okay, so not heard. Okay, and next I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed, you know, the President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S. Its parent company doesn't, divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Don't care.
I have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Don't care.
Okay. All right, sir. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from from U.S.? Would that be much more likely to vote for someone more likely to vote for someone more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
I don't care. So you can take your pick of any of those.
Yes, sir. Okay, and what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They want to stop, the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists, who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't want, they don't like or agree with. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help, their rich special interest friends and donors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they are playing politics.
Playing politics,
okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in the community? Please tell me all that apply, okay? YouTube, cable news, TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, news aggregators such as Apple News, or Google News, or Flipboard. Local TV.
I use all of that stuff. I use most of that stuff.
Okay, so I got. What about local TV news?
I do. Well, let me rephrase that. I do look at CNN, NBC, MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
I do read the New York Times. Go ahead.
Okay, what about music and entertainment sites?
I don't. I look at, TV stuff, but I don't look at, cable TV stuff.
Okay,
but,
free newspapers or magazines?
I'm sorry. I like newspapers and magazines.
Okay. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
I don't use that for news.
Okay. National, even network TV such as, you know, ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Sometimes I watch those, but not too often.
Okay. Okay. What about talk or news radio?
No.
News websites or apps?
No.
Okay, so just those. All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? From first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college master's degree, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Did you say 8 years?
18.
Oh, no. Both my son and daughter are college graduates.
Okay. All right, sir. With this, that was all the questions we have for you. I really thank you for your time and participation on this survey, okay? You have
sir.
A great evening. Appreciate your help.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.